last Sunday we started Teisves, kind of an halachic of Lezer Begitin. We just started it. Let's start from the beginning. We should be very basic Teisves. We should be my halacha Begitin, not at Gitin. Our halacha can be easy at the Shostos. Half of God the Cholam Roy, the Kamon, Savak of Lezer, Davke Begitin, the Aram Roy Musay. That Ignisire without the Chsimi is kosher only in Gittin, but other stories not. I mean, other story king and not. That is the Matone, is the Machire, other story king not. Why? Because even if we say the Messire Kars, even according to the Blazer, but is the Rai it isn't. What kind of is the Rai is it? If he always has to bring the Eidim Messire to best, but is the king. But by get, there is no aloche leman yamdu yom rabbi. So, even though it cannot be ishtaraye, it's a good shtakin to affect Girish. But by so many amaroim hold that because of the Xerza Kosov, satim bichlicheres leman yamdu yom rabbi, it's a Xerza Kosov that shtori momin, shtori kinyen, cannot be effective as ishtakinyen if they cannot serve as ishtarai. So, but Shmuel doesn't agree with these amroi, and he holds that halocha kirablezer afil bishoshtos. So why does he say here begitin? Because we are dealing with gitin, but it doesn't mean that dafke gitin and other shtores. So I forgot the Chomoy, the common Savik of Blazer, Dafke Begitten. Dafke Begitten is kind of Kishmur, Dine, the Polygon, the Kaman, the Rab. We come a Rabbi Shorstor, so this is a Machlig with the Rabbi in Shmuel. So you know, Haname Rab says, we don't pass like a Blazer in Shtori Momi. So since they cannot be Shtaraye, so they cannot be affected in Shtaki either. But Shmuel holds no. They be for example.
What can't be Shtaraye?
A star that has no Eidach Sine, just as Eidim Isire, is not Ishtarai. What kind of a Rai is it? He has to bring...
Anybody can write it out, a piece of paper, without Eidim Isire.
That's right. Right. Is that
the one
Remei
Bechal, that every star Kenyan, in general, star Kenyan has to have the Chayos of being Ishtarai? That's the reason why Remei holds, that's the main part of the star. That's the longest of Remei Bechal. That the reason why the Chassima, the main thing is because even a Shtar Kenyan has to have the potential of being
well, I'll tell you, that's another shayla. It's not our Indian. I mean, I mentioned the name of Rabbi Michael Feinstein. What's the pshat in Rabbi Meir? He said that according to Rabbi Meir, the Haggadah, the explicit Haggadah and the Das HaMishraev, that makes the Shtar in the Shtar. And that's only the Chassima. They make an explicit agode, and the nasim dasam ischay. But you want to see another pshat? Maybe the pshat in Remeya who says a dechsime karse. Maybe the pshat is it's not Iranian, but since you mentioned it, it's all discussed. So, maybe the pshat in Rav Meir is, why does Rav Meir say, Davke Yidachsime? Davke Yidachsime. Because even if we were to assume, that Eidim Isire can make the shtar into shtar, so only into shtar kinyan, but in shtaraye, they couldn't make it. Shtaraye is necessarily based upon the Eidach Sime, Eidim Achsum Malashtar, Nasish Grachter is the best. That's the basic aloch of Shtarai. But Sire, so it's not Shtarai. So Mele, Reb Meir says that it cannot be Shtakien either, because assuming that it could be Shtakien, so Mele, it still wouldn't be Shtarai. And in order that the shtar should be shtar kinyan, so it has to be shtarai also. it has to be
Ishtarayas. We're not in the Pussy, you're Yahu.
No, all right, one second. So, it's not Mishtaba, because those Amroim who say, Haloche Kerableza Begitin, let's say Rav, the Loi Bishtores, so they only emphasize that point in regard to Shtore Momim. Because in Shtore Momim, there is a Pussy, Kiyomye, Unsatim Bichlicheres, Leman Yamdiyom Rav. But Mr. Asvore, we cannot say such a thing. This is such a big chiddush. If there is a Gzeiras HaKosov, there is a Gzeiras HaKosov. But the Gzeiras HaKosov is certainly peculiar to Shtore Momen, not to Shtore Yisa, to Gittin, Gdushin, Shtar Shicho. That is not, or Shicho has Momen also, but the main thing is the Kinyan Yisa. So Mimele, in Mehichate Yisa, should we say such a Aloch? So, it's not Mistaba that is the reason. So, obviously, why Rav Meir holds that Idechsime Kalse, because he holds that Idemisire cannot make the Shtar Kinyan. Per se, not because it cannot make Ishtarayas, and Mele it cannot be Shtar Kinyan. I mean, that's Mistaba. All right. Another raya that the halacha is like Rav Lezer even in Shtore Momen. Beferek Zebeira gab matante da vechsima leifregise ko omar tregise ko omar Rav Yese vzil akne yebeide misire ke Rav Lezer upoch le abaye vo omar rababe meide Rav Lezer benzuyer mitheche ishu posel Mashma the Rav Yisi v'Abaye the Habe Basroye Sabre Chirablez Uvipirkiname Omar Ravabe Hashtore Parsoye the Masterly Bapasali Yisroel Magnechare. What kind of a ray is this? Bapasali Yisroel Magnechare. Nechare Milvor Pekin also became it. So, what kind of a ray is this? It's Ishta. What kind of a ray is it? It's Ishta. So, one second, please.
That's the correct from Bnei Chori. Bnei Chori, you don't hear
even, that's right. Even a Milvah Peh can be given from the Chori. So I think that what Tesis means, the same thing that Tesis says in Dav Gimel Amud Beis, that the Baramaschal be given Mechos Mishibodi. So, Rabban Chanel, because he says they... ופסק המחנאיל שיש לסמך הייתי גד פושט ולהגמילם בין מסיר עוד נחר ועוד פור סתומד השל ופירקן גבי שטר פסוי מס הפרסול יוחם משאב דנם להיקווה so here he also means he doesn't mean נחר נחר what kind of a guy is it יש שטר not שטר who is interested in שטר in order to give him a chos מחר he borrowed money so the malve can be given from the chos מחר So, of course, the Messira Amivare that was Alvoye, there's Alvoye, so it's a Mila Ope. But the Raya is from the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara says, Velignam Mishabdes, the Gemara Yeterel, because there is no call. Otherwise, it would be gave from the Chos Mishabodim also. So, in other words, when the Gemara says, by Shtore Parsoye, Magvim Nechari doesn't mean on the basis of Milval Peh, because the Gemara is the Kashe, it should be given from the Chos Mishibodim also. So the Gemara means Magvim Nechari even as a Milval Bishtar, but Mishibodim not because there is no Kor. So it's a Raya, it's a Shtar, Ulfichoch.
So the Edom Mishir is good enough to make these. Like Arkoyas, but that wouldn't be good for Rameyev yet. Even with those, like
Arkoyas is special. Arkoyas is special takon.
So Texas is saying over here that's good enough.
Yeah, that station says that feud. Arkoyas is special takon.
Would it be good for Rameyev?
What kind of, I mean, what kind of an aid is Arkoyas? They're going, all right, they're called, so they're honest. They don't lie, but the aid is they're not, so it's special takon. Ulfir Kiname, Oma Rabba heißt doch, was im Massen Battle Schreuer, Magin Char N, she bought a knot because there's no call, but otherwise, he could be gave it, so it's a riot that is considered like a mill of Bishta, and not like a mill of. Ufichoch, Zorich Li Zoya, she you a demisire, Bishas Nisina Saget, Dino Kars, Dino Lekisho made a demisire. So since we passed like a blazer no stories, some millet first day says we have to be on guard that in every star, even in story moment, there should be a misere, because if there are no a misere, then the star is not a star. Even in Maton. Even Maton. The lekesh made a misere in Migrash. Oh, first, it's because it's Girash. Die Dile, die schon in die Sire in dem Gerecht ist. Afal gab die Keidech Sime. Weil im Hane Eidech Sime, Eloshim Yomuz in die Sire, o Yeil Cholem in das Ayam, Shetinose al die Eidech Sime, die Mistome Beherch Shana Asel. So, the whole effect, even though Teisves here says, the like a shomeg misirin migreshes, but at the beginning Teisves is applying it even to Shtamaton also. Then at the end Teisves says no, Shtamatone because Luigorath and it was Baldin. But at the beginning Teisves assumed that even in Shtamatone, if there is no misir, it's not a shtam. And the Yaksim without misir, I'm not a shtam king in a carpenter. I'm not. Is that clear? Why? Because, as Ramichal said, I mean, that according to Rabbi Lezer, what kind of a godi has to make the star and the star, the agode and the king? Either Sime, they don't even know whether there was a king or not. Case Vishtal Leva of Pishmal Vime, Case Vishtal Lebal of Shanishtime, Case Vishtal Nes in the Mishnah in Bobasre, Case Vishtal Nes in Afal Pishemi Kabulime, Case Vishtal Mecher of Shemlekeachime. So many times the Leve, the Nes in the Mecher, the Baal tells Adim to sign a star and then he tears it up. He decides not to go through the king. So how can we say that there is an explicit agode on the kinyan? All right, from Reb Chaim, I mentioned it, and not in this year, but privately, I mentioned that from Reb Chaim it's mashma that al pidin to the Gersakosuf of Shtores, so they either seem a already agode on the kinyan too. How are they the agode and the king too? If you were to ask them, was there a Gershon? Say, how should we know whether a Gershon or not? At the time we signed it, the Gershon did not as yet take place. Whether he decided to give the get, that we don't know. So there is no explicit agode. But Reb Chaim says that this is the Gershon of shorts. I mean, according to Reb Chaim, Slomdes, so shtar is a metaphysical thing. I mean, it's not just a piece of paper, you know, Uzasius. The shtar is made many things that the Yechsime don't even know. The Yechsime don't know. So the shtar. So there's the Gzeres HaKosov of shtars. In other words, if it's Nasim, Zanushchayev, and that's the shtar, whatever, and then the Balashtar holds it, so then they are in the Agoda and the Kinyan that is taking place maybe half a year later. Suppose the Baal tells the Edim to sign a get, and he is sending the get to Mdina Sayam. His wife is in America. I mean, years ago today, it doesn't take such long time, but years ago, let's say 100 years ago, so I mean, it could take place half a year later. So when the Ishe produces the get, even so then the Eidech Sine became the Agode and the Geirish and the Kinyan. But they're not explicit in the Agode. There's a cause of stories.
Also, you could say, even from the Svar of Chan, you could say that's a Svar of Rameyah. Rameyah holds the Rameyah. According to Tesis, you could say Rameyah holds the Svar of Chan, Ramboza is.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, but in other words, even if we say, like Reb Chaim, according to everybody, that the Dichsime, testify, and everything out the din, that Reb Chaim goes so far, that certainly sounds very metaphysical. It's not only Reb Chaim says; he says it. In the two pieces of Torah in Chassidus. So he says, after all, there is an Eid Riyah and there is an Eid Hagodah. Eid Riyah means when you see something, you see, let's say, the Dusha. Today, everybody's Mikadesh with Kesef, not with Shtagdush. So the Eidim who see how the Chosn gives the Kalim. The tabaz, which has dushim, they are idiriyah. But then, usually, they don't even turn out to be idagot. Unless there is a problem, so then they are called to bezin and they testify. So their role is they are potentially idagot. But they are not idagot. I mean, 99% of the edik dushim today never turn out to be idagot. They are potentially idagot. But what are they? They are idiri. And then there is a idagot. When the Eidim come to Bezin and they testify, we saw how the Chosn gave the Kalim, the Tabaz, which has Dushan on this and this day, and this and this place, then they become idagot. So now, the Rabban Tam Shiti is that even according to Rameyah, who says it is a mekalse, but if they are no Eidim Isira, the issue is not Megarash. Because of the Kimado. In other words, because there's aloha, the Kedushin has to be witnessed by Eidim. If not, the Kedushin is not valid. So true, as far as the shta, as the get is concerned, it becomes a chetze of a get that is only garish beyutidirsime. But if the anoid misire, so it's like someone who is mikadish bitabas, without not being witnessed. But of course, all that rishenim achelik arabeta. And they say, not only according to Reb Meir, so Eidech Sime is good without the Nisire, but even according to Reb Lezer, Eidech Sime is good without the Nisire. And the Ran explains both halachas. First of all, we have two problems. One is, how is it according to Reb Lezer, it has to have the Nisire? What the Rif says on Ansade. So the Ran explains that there's the Rai of Shtores, the Bio of Shtores. So the Eidech Sime become later on when the Isha produces the get, they become Eidim and the Misire. And then it becomes a Heft of Shtar for the Eidech Sime. And then there is another Shaila, but it's negated even according to Rameyah and according to Ramtam and Hanan, even according to Rameyah without the Misire, it's not a good Gereshim because it lacks Eidim Kimat Avor. So again, that the Rif says, because an ansadi. So some explain that from the ksais is mashma that way, even though the ksais doesn't spell it out, but from the ksais is mashma that way, from the number of ksais is mashma that way, that the machlekes between Rav Tam and the Rif and all the Rishenim, it's not just the Rif, the Rambam, all the Rishenim. So is as far as in Dovah Shevea Poros Mishnayim, Likim Adovah is concerned, is it a halacha that it it has to have a riyah on the Tova Shemaya. Otherwise, the Kedushin is not valid, the Gersh is not valid, or it has to have a bill. Sometimes Shita is that as far as the Kimah Dovo is concerned, so the riyah is validates the Kedushin, validates the Gersh. So maybe even according to Rabbi Meir, that it becomes a Hefzer of Ishtar Kedushin, a Hefzer of Ishtar Gersh with Eder Simeh, but if they are noyed misire, so the Gershon is not valid, or the Kedushin is not valid, where is Mikadish with the Shtar Kedushin, because there has to be a Deriyah. And the Rifa holds no, the Likim HaDovor is not that it has to have a Deriyah. It has to have a Debir. And Nadavken, the Ksei says, Nadavken Debir. Nemones of Bir. And if the Ksei says, but we'll soon see, I mean, that's contrary to what Rishim, what the Rashba says, in Dushin and Yevomes. So the Ksei says that the reason as to why Ham Kaddish will aid him in Dushin of Dushin, even though there is a Kzorsakosuk Dovo Dovo Mwame, that has to have aid him in Kim Adovo, is because Gdushin is Chavlachim. Asala Krevim or Asala Alma, I mean, whatever, with the Rasha, like the Racham. So, but if Kedushin hadn't been Chavlachine, the Ksei says, then, even though there is Aloche of Likim Adoro, so it would still be good, I'm calculating, because the Baal himself has demonis. So, Mele, he's like Edi Biro. It doesn't mean Dafke Edi Biro. It means Biro. In other words, the Aloha Dres, Akoso by Dorosha Be'avo is that if the Dush cannot be Nisbare for a certain Nemones, whether it's Nemones of Edis or Nemones of Baldovo, whatever, so then the Dush is not valid. And the Ksei says something strange, that actually the same Aloha Dres, something strange.
Is that a right to
the
Rebbe? What? What's the right from the Baal?
What
do
you say?
What does the text bring
down
as a right?
Of course, what the Ksei says, he could only say according to the Rebbe in the Rambam. He certainly couldn't say it according to Rabbi Nadam.
Why, the Baal is there for Shas Kedushin?
That, yeah, all right, what?
The Baal is there for Shas Kedushin. It's also a Kriya.
No, but if you say, you see, if you say, that according to Rabbi Tam, so the Riyah Soedim is the confirms the Kedushin, is behind the Dovo, the Kedushin, the Riyah Soedim, so even if Kedushin hadn't been Chavlach, but there is no Riyah Soedim, no Soedim, so he's Nemonis, so he can be Mivar, so you mean the Riyah's Baldovo, in other words, the Riyah's. That's also like this. Okay, all right. Well, like the Riyah's Baldova, in other words, it has to be either Riyah or Nemonis Riyah. Not either in the sense of Nemonis, not either in the sense of Edim Amesh, but Edim in the sense of Nemonis. So anyone who has Nemonis Alpidin can be called Edim. Edim, all right, you could say it. All right. Anyway, so he says, and the if Kedushin hadn't been Chavlach Rine, so then Am Kaddish B'Le'edim would be Mekudeshes, even though there is a Gzeres HaKosuf of Likim Adoro, because the Gzeres HaKosuf, he says, of course, it looks very mistaber, but it's not in Hashemim, it's mentioned not like that. Certainly the Rashba says explicitly the contrary. He says, Momin also requires Edim Likim Adov. For I, because if Momin didn't require Edim Likim Adov, he has a strong kash. So, Kaitor, how do we know that Dushin requires Edim Likim Adov? Dovo Momin. But Momin itself doesn't require Edim Likim Adov. So how can Dushin require Edim Likim Adov? So it's a rias, as it says, that Momin also requires Edim Likim Adoro. And if there hadn't been a Aloha of Idoaz Baldin Kime Edim Dome, so then if somebody would lend money below Eidim, he wouldn't have to pay. It sounds very strange, because how can we say that Mome Nikinyan of Mome, maybe he wouldn't say it Ligabe Halvoye, maybe he won't say Ligabe Kinyoni. Halvoye is not a Kinyan, Ligabe Matone. In other words, if somebody, and he probably wouldn't apply it to Halvoye, but he would apply it to Matone. If somebody, if there hadn't been a aloche of Idoaz Baldin Kimeidin Dome, so if Ruvein would be Makne Isode to Shimon, Beinil bin Atzme, with not in the presence of Eidim, and then Shimon would make a Kinyan Chazoke, so it wouldn't be Chal. Because no Kinyan is valid if there are no Birurim Likim Adam. There has to be, in a potential state, a Biru of Nemones to be Mikayim Dom. And the reason is why Hamakne, Hamakne Sode or Hamecher Sode Belo Yedim, so is Chal, because there is the Birurim Likim Adovo. Not Eidim Mamesh, but Baldovo. He also has Nemones. He does Baldin Kimi Eidim Dom. So, but if there hadn't been a loche of Idol, but we made him dome. So, Hamecha Sodel Chavere Bileidim, so it wouldn't be hard. I mean, it's not Mistapa that the saints would apply it to Alvoy. Because Alvoy is not a Kinyan. He is a Kinyan. As far as Shibud Nechosim, then you can say he's a Kinyan. But as far as Nechosim Nechirin, he bowed, he has to pay. That's all. I mean, it's not there is no Kinyan, so. But in regard to Mechira Sodis and Matone and Mechire, so without Eidim, so it wouldn't be Chal. But the reason is why it is Chal is because, there is a loche of Idoaz Baldin Kimeidim Dome. So the Baldovog is Eidim. He has Nemones. Eidim means nemones, someone who has nemones. Of course, Achoyes, Limaran of Shayes, Reb Chaim says, and it says also will agree with that, because there is not nemones. The fact that cords don't lie is not nemones. Cords don't lie because it will be very damaging to their profession, to their reputation. So it's not that court judges have nemones. They don't have nemones, but it's an umdene. It's an umdene, he wouldn't lie. He wouldn't lie. He's afraid to hurt his reputation. The judge is afraid to hurt his reputation. That's a choches dodis. That's not a bureau of nemonis. But Pudaz Baldin is not a choches dodis. It's not an extraneous evidence. It's nemonis. So that's like it. That's so, according to the Ksais, the machlekes between Rav Netam and the Riv and all the other Rishonim are like the Riv. So Rav Netam and Rabbi Ephraim, they hold that Likim Adovo means a Riv. But and the Riv, the Rambam, they hold it doesn't mean a Riv. It means a Bio. But from Rav Chaim, it's mashma. Not only mashma, Imamish spells it out in the piece of Torah and the Chassidus. So he saw that even the Rif and the Rambam agree that Likim Adova means a Rif. So then you'll ask, so how does the Rif and the Rambam say that if somebody is Garish and the Aridach Simen, no Idi Mesira at the time of the Mesira? So she's still migrashes, but how about Likim Adovo? There was no Idariye. There was Idariye. There's the Xerzakos of Shtos. There's the Xerzakos of Shtos. Yeah, so they are Idariye also. When are they Idariye? When did they see it? At the time of Mesire? Time of Mesire, they might have shown be dead too. The time of Mesire. So they are Idariye at the time when they signed it. It's a it sounds metaphysical, you know. They see at the time they sign it, if ultimately he's meiser the get to his wife, and then the wife holds it, so then we say that he's determined that they were either rie and the future meiser. As if they had been living. They saw at the time of the signing the Messira that took place 6 months later. That's exactly a question of stories. That is a question. But even the Rif and the Rambam agree that in order to be kind of the law, so that it has to be witnessed, there has to be Idari. But the Idi Ashtar, Aridari too. I mean what Rabbi Feinstein says at one time, I might have said that what Rabbi Feinstein said can only accord with the lomdes of the Rishus Yisrael, but it can accord with the lomdes of Reb Chaim too. In other words, Rabbi Feinstein says that Reb Lezer holds in the Misirikas and the Yersime without the Misira, let's say, according to some Rishonim, are not good. Are not good, not Mishta. Why? Because in order to make the Shtar into a Shtar, they have to be Eide Hagode and the Kinyan. And the Eide Yersime are not Eide Hagode and the Kinyan. But according to Reb Chaim, they are Eide Hagode and the Kinyan. They are Eide Ri and the Kinyan. That's the din. But they're not explicit. They are God and the king. Explicit they couldn't be. I mean, they themselves, if you ask them, they'll say, how should we know whether there was a king or not? But when Isha holds it, then we say that they are God. But they are not explicit they are God. And in order to make the Shtar into a Shtar, the blessed holds, they have to be explicit they are God. Now, here, so, the Taisa says, the lekesh omeid in Yisirei migrashes, afal gav di ki lechsime, v'lemali lechsime Elohim yamusui in Yisirei, Elohim yamusui in Yisirei, o yeil cholem din esayam, shesinose al lechsime di mistome behach shanat, ki damrim bashalayach lo yitzriche el Reb Lezer. Domar in Yisirei Karl say, Kino Rabban in the Chsim had the Zim and the Maise Sade when did he die in Amad Azl in the Sayam. So in other words, so Teis Veshite is that without the Chsim, so without the Messiah according to Reb Lezer, the Gershon is not Chal. This Gershon is not Chal. So what's the purpose of the Chsim? The purpose of the Chsim is if, let's say, the Messira die, so without the Chsime, she's out of luck. I mean, she can't get married. But, or the golden is a yam. So, if they die the Chsime, then Bezdin will see the shtiget, they'll give her a heter to get married. But, there has to be the Messira. How do we know that they were in the Messira? So we say mistome behechshanas. So the mistome behechshanas is based upon the cheskashres of whom, cheskashres of the Misire. So how do we know that they were in Misire? So we cannot say cheskashres of the Misire. The cheskashres of the Yechsime. So how are they nivim or something? Why? Before they sign a get, they make sure that when the husband hands over the get to his wife, he'll have it, Monsieur. How can they be sure? You have to have one Kadesh for that. So it's not on the basis of the Cheskashres of the Monsieur, because how do we know the war in Monsieur? It's not on the Cheskashres of the Idachsime. So now whose Cheskashres is it based? The Mishnah. Cheskashres of the Baal. Obviously, Cheskashres of the Baal. So how could that be? All right, Cheskashas the Baal is also a bill, but Cheskashas the Baal could not be considered as a bill of Eidus. Could be an extraneous bill. See, Chochas Doris Cheskashas. Like every Cheskashas. Like every Cheskashas. So every Jew has a Cheskashas, but that's not a bill of Eidus. So the answer is no. What's wrong with that? It's not a question of Nikiyum Adoro, it's a question of Livrure. So Yechoches Dodis can also be Mivar defense. Can also be Mivar. This is Rav Netamshi.
You said last time that if you have a
man to do
that,
then you're being
then...
Yes, yeah, so that's what I said last time.
Then,
yeah.
So
I mentioned Reb Chaim Volozhiner. If there'll be time, I'll explain the Reb Chaim Volozhiner's explanation of the Innis and Nezial and the Rashi in Sanhedrin and the Maram Rutenberg, who says that if somebody is Megarish now after Chin Rab Megarish and Bal Kocho, so the get is not how. I mean, if I have time, I'll explain. But it's not Megillus. But, so of course, if that's what I said last time, on Sunday, according to the Nebihude, Pshat, and Yenis and Ezeel, and Rashi and Sanhedrin, so then we could say it's a Bio Avedis. Now, because it requires best. But the Pashtus is not like the Nebihude. I mean, the Kashi is not like the Nebihude. After all, I mean, all the Poskim Bimokinigun, they are Matia. They get even without best. The Melgitin, only few Rabbonim in America are Makpit that every get should be handled by best. Sometimes not. And Bimokinigun, so there are chuvas by many Yachrinim that we can be martyred. So how can we say that it's a Bio Avedis? It's based only upon the Cheskashas of the husband. How could it be a Bio Avedis if it's based upon the Cheskashas of Eidim? So then it becomes part and parcel of the aloche of Eidim Achshum Lashdan Achshum and Best. But if it is based upon the Cheskashas of the Baal, how can it be a Bio Avedis? So the Pashtus is, it's an extraneous achor. So what if it's an extraneous achor? Extraneous achor is also a good achor. All right. Lekishem Yisir Neves, Afal Gadi Kirsim Omadi, Yirsim Oshim Muslim Yisire, O Yeil Chon Minas Hayam, Shinos Al Kirsim, Di Mistome Be'achson Ase, Kidamun Bashaleach, Lo Yitzchich Al Rab Lezadam, Ay Misire Karse, Kime Rabbonan Yirsim, Dizim Lima Yisesadi, Dizay Dizday, Inam Yidaz Al Minas Hayam, Vichim Mashman Ferik Basre, Gabi Shnaim Sheshokho Shnei Kitim, Ushmi Seyen Shodim, In other words, two husbands send a get to their respective wives, and the both husbands have the same name. One husband is Yisim and Shimon, and the other husband is Yisim and Shimon, and the wives also have the same name. So one wife is Rochel Basruven, and the other wife is Rochel Basruven. But they are different husbands, different wives, and they send gittin to their respective wives. And the shliach knows that who is the wife of that of Yosef Shimon number one, and who is the wife of Yisim and Shimon number two. But he doesn't know which get was written by Yisim and Shimon number one, whether this was written by Yisim and Shimon and this by Yisim and Shimon number two, this get, or vice versa. So what should he do? So, Givishnayim Shoshokho Shlimit Mishmasim and Shovim in Salvo, Nisim Shtim Lezu, Shtim Lezu. So the Shliach, it's a very simple thing. He makes two deliveries. Both Gittin he hands over to each wife, to each rochel baschu, some money shach she's migrash. Become a big more loik rabbez. That's one ameres, it's a machleikis. But one ameres, gimore. Gimore da pivot. Stein ist auch nicht jittig. Man tanne, oma rabbiya mir, der loik rabbez, rabbiya mir ist es so. Die rabbezer, kippen die oma in die Sirikalse, holu jade, behind mir nahe, komme garsch. Abai oma, rafil tem rabbezer, eime di boi rabbezer, ksive li schmo, ksive li schmo, mi boi. So, rabbiya mir says, that this mishne can only accord with rabbeya. Not with Rablezer. Because according to Rablezer, the Messire Karl say, some male, the Messire have to know with which get a certain wife is divorced. But in this case, they don't know. Two getting. So the Messire don't know whether the Rochel Baschuv number one is being divorced with this get or with this get. So, there's the aloha. But Abaye says now, it can accord a few things of Leza. Hey, me the boy, I'm going to see the Lishmo. We see the Lishmo, me boy, Basre, da bin ich nein geschoren, ich nicht gitten, ich muss sehen, ich habe ihn, wenn ich salvo, nicht ich stehe mal so, ich stehe mal so, ich komme wie morgen, die Leute haben gesagt, ich soll weinen, hat die Kontra, ich soll ja den Messier, mein Migarche, aber ich habe mehr nicht. Na, das wäre es, Lische Tosse. Das ist, wie ich mache, das Geschehen. Das geschieht ja, all over ist, dass der Kontra, der sagt, it has to be muchach mitech. It has to be muchach mitech. If it's not muchach mitech, then in teis v'shite you could say what you said. In teis v'shite, most rishim machilik on teis. And most rishim hold that even according to a mea, there is no aloha of muchach mitech. Teis v'shiti is the contra meyer, it has to be mucham teich. You could say, I'm not saying that you have to say, but you could say. According to other Rishonim, you couldn't even say it. But according to teis v'shiti, that according to meyer, it has to be mucham teich, you could say that according to meyer, it has to be ishtaray. And if it cannot be ishtaray, it cannot be ishtakinyan either. Ishtakinyan. Could say it, thesis. But that's thesis shit. Most Rishin Machelik. So, Aber Reb Meir Nich, Vitzorch Leima Adim Shaloshinaya. Why is it Niche Kontra Reb Meir? Monefshah. If according to Reb Lezer, so they didn't have to know which get she's being divorced, so Kontra Reb Meir is the same thing. So he said no. Because according to Reb Meir, who says there are sinikals, it has to be muhammadeh. So they don't have to know. So according to Reb Meir, they don't have to know anything. They don't know. I mean, the main thing is the kinyan, and that they don't know. And Reb Meir never know whether the kinyan will take place or not take place. And if they do know, so they heard it later on. But at the time when they signed it, they certainly don't know anything. So, what is, so by the chsime, it has to be mucham teich. The shta, it has to be implicit in the shta. Implicit in the shta. Some mele, ishne yisib in shimen. So according to testes v'shite, all over, that according to Rablea, if there are two Yesed Ben Shimon in the city, so then he cannot divorce unless it's Mishulash. He mentions the grandfather's name too. And if, let's say, it's a case where there are two Yesed Ben Shimon Ben Levi, so you have to mention the name of the great-grandfather. Otherwise, it's not Muhammad Eich. So if they are in the city, there are two Yesed Ben Shimon, so then when you mention the husband's name, you have to say Yesed Ben Shimon Ben Levi. The other Yesed Ben Shimon is Yesed Ben Shimon Ben Yehudi. So Mele is Muhammad Eich. So Mele, according to Rameya, it must be Mishalosh. But the Shliach and the Bezdin in the place where the Shliach delivers the get, they don't know whose grandfather was Levi and whose grandfather was Yehudi. They don't know that. So Mele, according to Rabbi Lezer, she cannot be Megareshes. But according to Rabbi Meir, so the only thing that we are concerned is it should be Muhammad Eich. If it's Mishulesh, if three generations are mentioned at the Baal, so Mele, it's Muhammad Eich. V'tzorech leimar, the Mishuloshanai. The boy, Rabbi Meir, she's Muhammad Eich. So let's see the Gemara, because there is the Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos all over consistently says that according to Rabbi Meir, so it has to be Muhammad Eich. But the other Rishonim are chilek. Rashi is chilek, the Ramban is chilek, and the Rambam is chilek, the Rif is chilek, and the Ram is chilek. I don't know, I mean, which other, the Rashbo, I think, in one lotion, he agrees like the Tesis. So that's the issue. According to him, let's see the Gemara. Chavdala. Kosav legal sagdil, legal ve saktan. In other words, if somebody has two wives, and both wives have the same name, but if he intended to divorce the older wife, who is Rochel Bas Ruven, so he cannot divorce the younger wife, who is Rochel Bas Ruven. So Gdelo Motsumigalbe, Omarovez is a marriage, is a mishmat, on the Aram, since the Hilahir, on the Biomator, is a tonish Mikishim, Hopposly Garish Bay, Shane and Son Garish Bay, which must be Garish Bay, Vamil Lacha Yochlit and Stahay, Elamais, Romeo being Missile Reblazari, Hochenam being Missile Reblazari. So Tesis explains this Gemara, because according to the mayor, it cannot be effective unless it's Mishulesh. In the case of one who has two wives and they both have the same name, Rochel Bas Ruvein, so she has to be Mishulesh, according to Rabbi Meir. Has to be written that, let's say, Rochel Bas Ruvein Bas Yisochar, the grandfather's name. Otherwise, it's not Muhammad Eich. But how does Rashi explain it? Rashi doesn't explain it. So Rashi says, Hochanan beid misire, bilek alimei chashem al chaveh ato nimsa. Avo beidich sime, leilo meinu lo de chayshinon, shemo es chava te girish, vi chayshinon in file. So Rashi doesn't emphasize Muhammad Eich. Another chshoshe, because maybe he really intended to be garish chavato, and so how is it that the older one has it? No. The younger one who was divorced dropped it. She was not so careful. So Mimele, and then the older one found it, and then she's producing it. So we see that Rashi Shita is that there is no aloche of Muhammad Eich. And the Ramban is chilek, the Rif is chilek, the Rambam is chilek.
There's nothing really wrong with the
Gershon
itself.
That's right. Maybe even the rice, I don't know.
But that happened after the Gershon Brandt. He was in Gershon.
But maybe it's a real suffix. It's a real suffix. It's a real suffix. I mean, why shouldn't we apply the Rai of Storis? That's a kasha, all right. So the Rabbanim shouldn't be Chesh Shida. Whenever, so Enoch Name, the Rai of Storis is also based upon Milidam. We don't see Rai of Storis just like that. It's not a, it's based upon the Milidam. But where, from the perspective of the Milidam, it could be somebody else's star, so Mimele, there is no Rai of Storis either. It's the Rai, so why should we say it's the Rabbanim? It's the Rai. Anyway, Rashi Shita is that according to the Meir, it doesn't have to be Mucham Teche either. But Teise Shita, although consistent, is that according to the Meir, it has to be Mucham Teche. Aber im Nähe nicht auf Zorin schlossen Eire, die Brüder am Meer schmuchen Teche, die Damen nimm ich gar nicht, aus Gaza Delo, wie der Rebläser sage, wie ich sie am Meile Asik Rebläser, am Dalle, die Sire Noche, wie ich sie mir sage, Ela Mashma, die Leilam, wo ihr Rebläser in die Messir. So das ist dieses Reihe, nege der Rief. Der Rief schiet ist, der Tief Mekodi, zu Rebläser. But he just seems without his Messiah. He's good. So it is like that. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say? Shnaim shesholchu shnegitin. So Rabbi Yomi says, Shnaim shesholchu shnegitin can only accord with Rabbi Meir. It cannot accord with
Rabbi
Lezer. It cannot accord with Rabbi Lezer. Why can it accord with Rabbi Meir? Because according to the Tishit is the some melee it must be Mishloshin, otherwise it couldn't be Megarish anyway. So it's Mishloshin, so it's Mucham Teche. But if we are to say that according to even according to Rabbi Lezer, Eidech Sime is good enough without any Messiah, so just as this Mishnah can accord with Ramea, it should accord with Rabbi Lezer also, because it has Eidech Sime. It has Eidech Sime. Because here it's, the get certainly has Eidech Sime. Because the Gemara says it accords with Ramea. If it didn't have Eidech Sime, it couldn't accord with Ramea. So it has Eidech Sime. If it has Eidech Sime, so according to the Rif, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's good enough. Who needs the Yidimisire? So what if the Yidimisire don't know with which get she is divorced? So they don't know. You don't need them all together. So if they are and they don't know, it's worse. It appears on the surface, it appears to be a very strong guy. Negatively, the Ramban. So the Ramban says, no, it's no kash. Because who says that this Mishneh of Shnaim Shesholchu Shnei Gittin in Misarvin, so she can be divorced, but the Shliach has to give both Gittin to each woman. That it cannot accord with Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yomi, but Abaye is Chayik. And what does Abaye say? It can accord with Rabbi Lezer also. But Eima the Omar Rabbi Lezer, that Ksivelishmo Bai, but Ksivelishmo Mibai. So Abaye is Chayik and Rabbi Yomi. So it's mashma from this Gemara, from the way Abaye expressed himself. Neged Rabbi Yomi, that the reason is why Rabbi Yomi is chilek, and he says the Mishnah cannot accord with Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Yomi holds Ali B'Emes, that according to Rabbi Lezer, that in the Mishnah Kalse, so not only is it necessary that the Ksive should be Nishma, but the Mishnah should also be Nishma. That's the Shaykh. It's very simple. Because the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, that the Mishnah Kalse, so Mele Ksiv has to be Lishmo. Why? Because according to Rabbi Meir, Yechsime Karse, so then it's Mistaber that when the Torah says Vikosav, the Torah is reference to the Yechsime, because that's the thing. That's the basic thing in Ishtar. So when the Torah says Vikosav, the Torah means Vikosav. That's all. Mashainkin, according to Reb Lezer, that in Sirik Halsa, we couldn't say that when the Torah says Vikosa, the Torah has reference to the Chsin. You don't need it altogether. But the Torah still says Vikosa. So obviously the Torah has reference to the Chsin, to the text of the Get, the Teref of the Get. Teref of the Get. Mimele, Rabbi Yirmi holds, since the Torah says Vikosa binosan, So just as Vikosav means Lishmo, Vinosan also means Lishmo. That's only true Alibi the Reb Lezer, who says that in Misirikas, Mashainkin, that's the answer, the teretz that Ramban gives. It's a very fine teretz. He says, Mashainkin, according to Reb Meir, who's, that's some melee if we say, but according to Reb Meir, we couldn't say that the Nosan means Lishmo. Because the Vikosav has reference to the Chsime. To the Chsime. Some melee, there is no aloche. According to Reb Lezer, we have no mocker in the Torah that the Messiah has to be Lishmo. And then, Pius says, even according to Reb Lezer, the Kosav implies Lishmo in his reference to the Ksive. So only the Ksive has to be Lishmo, but the Venosan doesn't have Lishmo. But one second, please don't interrupt me, please. But according to Reb Yirmiyeh, so the Vikosav is joined to the Venosan. It has to be Misir Lishmo, according to Reb Lezer, but some mele, even if the Aridichsi. But since you don't need Ksime, and the Ksive has to be Lishmo, some mele Reb Yirmiyeh held that the Venosan also has to be Lishmo. But wasn't also has to be Lishmo. So even if you don't need any Misire, but Misire you need, you don't need any Misire, but Misire you need. So Mele doing the Baal, so it's not the Lishmo of the Eidim Misire. It's the Lishmo of the Baal. The Baal has to be Mesa the Get. It's not that the Eidim have to be mechavim lishmo at the time they see that the Baal is Mesa the Get. That's inconceivable. It means, according to Reb Lezer, who says that Eidim Misirei Kalse, some mele, because of his reference to the Ksive. What does the Ksive mean? The Ksive represents the Get.
One second, please.
Chsime means Eides on the Get. The Eides on the Get. But the Ksime, that's the Get. The Ksime, they testify. They testify. But the Ksime, that's the Get. But the Baal, who divorces? The Eidim divorce. The Eidim are only made that the Baal divorces. The Baal divorces. So Mele, according to Reb Lezer, that the Misirikal says, so Mimele, the Vikosav has reference not to the Chsime, but to the Ksive, and Vikosav implies Lishmo, so Vinosan also implies Lishmo. Mashenke, according to Reb Meir, that Vikosav means Chsime, Chsime is not the Etzem Get. Chsime is Eidim. That's not the Geresh, the Teref HaGet represents the Gereshin of the Baal. The Eidim, that's not the Gereshin of the Baal. The Eidim, that's the Eides on the Gereshin of the Baal. So Mele, according to Reb Meir, that we say, Eidach Simekarse, so because that means Vechosam. So Mele, the Vikosav is Lishmo, but Venosan doesn't mean Lishmo. Mashinkin, according to Reb Lezer, who says that in Yisirikal say, so Mikosav does not mean the Chosin, because it's possible to divorce without Chosime altogether. So Vikosav means Vikosav, the get itself. What does the get represent? The Gerish of the Baal. The Baal, when the Sefer writes the get, the Teref HaGet, so that is the Maise Gerish of the Baal. The Maise Gerish of the Baal. Of course, then when the Baal gives it, it's certainly the Maise Gerish of the Baal. But the Maise Gerish of the Baal begins with the Ksivas HaGet. And since that has to be Lishmo, so Mele, so the Ksive is the beginning of the Gerish of the Baal. And the Nisine is the consummation, the finale of the Gerish of the Baal. So Mele, Rabbi Yemi holds, since the Vikosav has to be Lishmo, so the Vinosan, what do you mean Vikosav? Vikosav is Aget. According to Rabbi Meir, it means Chosam. But because according to Rabbi Lezer, it means Vikosav is Aget Lishmo. So Vinosan is Aget also Lishmo. Also Lishmo. So even if the Aredich Sime, so we don't need it in Misire. But since the Vikosav has reference to the Get itself, not to the Edes of the Get, so, and Vikosav implies Lishmo, so the Vinosan also applies Lishmo. So Mimele, even though it has Edech Sime, but it has to be Misire Lishmo. Not Lishmo on the part of the Misire, Chas Visholem. You're only Lishmo on the part of the Baal. The Baal has to know with which not the Edim have to know. The Baal has to know. And if the Baal doesn't know, so the Edim don't know either. The Baal has to know.
He has to know what?
With which get he divorces him.
The Lishmo's on the Gerish and not on the Asiyas HaGet.
What is that?
The Lishmo's on the Gerish and not on the Asiyas HaGet.
That's right.
That's what Ramban says.
That's what Ramban says. That's what Ramban says. Now. So.
That's Ramban.
Ramban says that term. Ramban with Nun. All right, now. But why does Stasis ask? Why does Stasis mention a Rai? So it's Mashma. That whereas the Ramban assumed, in view of the fact that Abaye formulates his machlekes with Rabbi Yirmiyah in the words Misira Lishmo Mibaye, some mele it's muchach that Mahay Taimer Rabbi Yirmiyah says it called with Rameya. It could not call to Rameya. But it's not that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds Misira has to be Lishmo. Meir HaTeise, Misira Lishmo. Meir HaTeise, that Misira has to be Lishmo. So Abaye says like this. In other words, why is it no good if the Edim don't know with which get she's being divorced? If it had have Lishmo, all right. But there is no aloha of Misira Lishmo. There is aloha Ksiv Lishmo, Ksim Lishmo. But Misira Lishmo, where did the Torah mention Misira Lishmo? So even Rabbi Yirmiyah is made, according to Teisus, that there is no prerequisite of Misira Lishmo. The Ramban deduced from the Loshin, from the formulation by Abaye, that that's the lomdes of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tesis, no, everybody agrees Misira does not have to be Lishmo. But Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that since Edim Misira Kal say, so Edim Misira have to know with which get he is divorced. If we say the Chsime Kal say, we cannot so say that the Chsime have to know with which get, that the Chsime don't know anything. There is nothing that they know. The Chsime don't know a thing and they don't have to know anything.
All they have to know is that it's
their Hagodah is Mitech Hashtar. mitrashtar al kedin. It's in a metaphysical way they are godin. It's based upon the ray of shtoris. They don't have to know a thing. It has to be implicit mitrashtar. In other words, it has mishulish mitrashtar. So the shtar knows. If we say the simekar says the shtar has to know, and the shtar knows, the shtar is like a big computer. He knows everything. The shtar, everything. If it's Mukhach Mitecha, so he's like a big computer, the Shtar. But the Eidach Simi don't have to know anything. But if we say the Messire Kaal say, not that Rabbi Yirmi holds that the Messire has to be Lishmo, that's what a bias is. That he would agree with Rabbi Yirmi if there had been a Loch of Messire Lishmo. But there is no Loch of Messire Lishmo. So Meili doesn't agree with Rabbi Yirmi. And Rabbi Yirmi is made that there is no halacha of Messir Lishmo. But Rabbi Yirmi holds, if the Messir Kaal say, and the Messir are not like Yirxime, so the Shtar has to know. The Yirxime don't have to know a thing. They never know anything. And still, the Shtar is made everything. Things that they don't know. Things that no one in the world knows. So the Shtar is a computer. It knows everything. Mashe in Kain, if a Messire Kase, so a Messire have to know. A Messire have to know. And if they don't know everything, so then they cannot even be Mekayim the Gerish, the Messire. They cannot be Mekayim the Shtar, and they cannot be Mekayim the Gerish. So some militaries says the Kashe, but according to the Rif, that even according to Rav Lezer, if the Aridach Sime, we don't know in Misira, so why does Rav Yirmi say that Misira don't know? Who needs them? Who needs them? So it's in Putrai. You see, there's the Machlekes between Teisves and Ramban. What's the Pshat? What's the Lomdes of Rav Yirmi? So according to Ramban, the Lomdes of Rabbi Yirmi is Mamish, the Lomdes that Abaye rejects. The Lomdes of Rabbi Yirmi is that if a Messire Kaal say, so then, just as the Vekosaf implies Lishmo, so the Venosan also implies Lishmo. And according to Tesis now, everybody is made a, there is no aloche of Messire Lishmo. According to Ramban, there is aloche. According to Rabbi Yirmi, there is aloche of Messire Lishmo. What means Lishmo? Lishmo on whose part? On the part of the Baal, the Meiser, not on the part of the Eid. So, but according to Tesis, no, there is no requirement of Messire Lishmo. But if the Messire had validated the Gerishin and validated the Shtar, they have to know which Shtar they validate, which Shtar they validate, and with which get she becomes the Gerishin. It's not going to do it much more. Let's see that. Yeah, then the machine is more vigorous. Mamish like the Ramban.
Yeah, so much more boy, so it's yeah. Going on.
Because the Mamish like the Ramban, before, enough now. But Teisvashiti is not like that. Teisvashiti is, Rabbi Yirmi is also made it, that there is no requirement of Nisim Lishmo. Mikhidesh, Nisim Lishmo. And it's not, according to Ramban and Rashi, it's Lishmo on whose part? On the Baal's part, not on the Eden's part. On the Baal's part. And according to Teisvashiti, it's not a din of Lishmo according to Rabbi Yirmi. It's a halacha that Eidim cannot validate the Shtar, and they cannot validate the Gerishin. They don't know with which which get the validating, which and which the Gershon with which get the validating. So it's a strong guy. Now so this Kashi is so the Chisson is that the Eidus is not good. Not that the Messiah is not good. According to the Ramban and Rashi, the Messiah is not good. But according to Teisves, Rabbi Yirmi is saying that the Eides is not good. Not that the Messiah is not good. So, but, if it is true, as the Rif says, that the Chesime is good without the Messiah, so who cares that the Messiah is not good? We don't need it all together. So, it is a strong guy. So then, we can say. You see, the Ramban himself had to mention that term. That the contrapiyami it's an union of Messir Lishmo. Otherwise, it would be strong rai. But because the Ramban holds the Pshat and the Rif Shite, that a Messir Ekarse means Afid Messir Ekarse. But it seems certain. It seems certain. Some Lele, it's a strong rai by this. Except for the fact. The Rabbi Yirmi himself does not say that the Eidim have to know. Rabbi Yirmi says that the Shliach has to know. The Messiah has to be Lishmo. The Shliach has to know. The Lishmo has to be on the part of the Baal. The Baal is Messiah. Of the Shliach is Messiah. If the Shliach is Messiah, the Shliach is Messiah. So. But otherwise, it would be a strong cry. But if we are to say, like the Ran, that the Pshat and the Rifshite is not a Dimisire Karse, Afid Misire Karse, but a Dimisire certainly Karse, but a Dimisire Karse means a Dimisire Karse, a Dimisire Karse, but a Dimisire become Eidim is the Yachsime become Eidim Isire. So when did they become Eidim Isire? Before the Messiah? They become Eidibir of Messiah. So then they become Eidibir of Messiah when the Isha holds it. This is the Rai of Shores. By that time, so it's not an Ansade with which get. Can we say an Ansade with which get? There is get number one and there is get number two. Is there an ansade with which get she is divorced? There is only an ansade. There is only an ansade to there is only an ansade that she is divorced, but with which get she is divorced, then there is no an ansade. Some male, yeah. Even if we say, so you should follow that even if we say, like the Ran, even if we say, of course, needless to mention, if we say, like the Ramban, that the reason is why the Rif says, Eidich Sim without Misir is good, because when Rabbi Lezer says, in Misir Kasi, means Afid Misir Kasi. But Eidich Sim is certainly Kasi, so then Tesis Rai Kashi is a strong Kashi. Is strong kash. Chesime is also kalsi. And if we don't say like the Ramban, that Rabbi Yirmi is basing it upon the aloche of Misir Lishmo, but he's just basing it upon the aloche that if a Misir kalsi, so a Misir have to know. So Memele, but Chesime is also kalsi. And Chesime know, they don't have to know. The star knows it's muach mitayche, so it's a strong kash. But even if we are going to say that I heard from my father many years ago, so even if we are going to say like the Ran, it's still a kash, not so simple. Because what does the Ran say? The Ran says that it's an ansade the yachsime become. Some male, then it depends. One second, please, don't interrupt. Then it depends. What's the pshat nanansade? it can be explained in two ways. It can be explained that they dirsime aridim isiret for the agode. That's the Reb Chaim says. That's the girl's akosum of shtoros. The Reb Chaim says the arid made the ri and the girish. They are, even though they don't know. But they are considered either the end, of course, they are considered either agode, even though if you ask them, was there a gerish or not, they say, we don't know. But for the Xerzakos of Shtores, they become either agode and the gerish. They become either agode and once. I ask you not to interrupt me, please. Please, I'll become confused. I'm sorry. I'm not going to answer. So this is the Zakos of Shtores that the Idirchsime are the Agode and the Gerish. Of course, they do not become the Agode before the Gerish takes place. But this is the Zakos of Shtores. Once the Baal is Mesa, the Baal, the Shliach is Mesa, the Get, then retroactively they become Eidi Agode and the Gerishin at the time of the signing. The Eidi Chsime might be dead also. So how could they become the Agode at that time if they are dead? But that is also a cause that once the Gershon takes place and the Isha produces the Get, so they become the Agode at the time of the sign. So if we say like that, so then it's a cash. So Teisves Kashi is a strong Kashi. So Mele, so why does the Gemara say that it cannot be accord? It cannot accord with Reb Lezer. It can accord with Reb Meir. Why can it accord with Reb Meir? Because according to Reb Meir, they don't have to know anything. The Shtar knows everything. And the Shtar is Magid. The Eidich Sine are Eidi Agode at the time of the signing and the Gerish and the Messiah. And insofar as the Agode in the Shtar is concerned, so it's Muchach Mitevei. So they know. They don't know, have to know themselves. Themselves they don't know. But they are like a computer. They know the Shtar is made and it's made. Which get to because it's mishulesh. So in a mystical way, it's made with which get to. Some may lay it's a strong kashi. So it's strong kashi. But if we are going to say, as the Ksais assumes, that the pshat in Anan Sade is not through the agode, they become the agode and the gerish. They are not the Agode and the Gersh. They are the Biror and the Gersh. Through the Rai of Shtores, through the Biror and the Gersh, some Mele, when does the Biror take place? The actual Biror, in practice, only when she gets the Get, and at that time when she produces the Get, are we Anan Sade? We are non-sade with which get she is Megareshes. She got two gifts, but we are not non-sade. We know that we are non-sade that with one of the two gifts she was divorced. But whether she was divorced with this one or that one, we don't know. Some mele, according to Reb Lezer, she shouldn't be Megareshes. So it depends. If we say, like the Ran, what's the pshat in the Ran? So the Ran can be explained in two ways. Either on the basis of the Agode, some Mele, it's a strong kashi, or it can be explained on the basis of a debil, then it's not a kashya. Then it's not a kashya. Because here Tesis says, you don't need a misira. True, you don't need a misira. We do need a misira. And we need a misira at the time of the Nisinas Aget. If it's on the basis of the Agode, so we need the Hagode and the Misira at the time of the signing, because for the Zakosov of Shtores, at the time of the signing, I think, I'm not sure, but I think that all that my father heard as a Bar Mitzvah boy in Balozhin, in Reb Chaim Shul. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so.
Isn't every Eide Biro also an Eide Agoda? What does
it mean, Eide Biro?
What does Eide Biro mean?
Eide Biro means that the Biro takes place at the time when she produces the get.
Until then,
if we say on the basis of the Agode, so it means at the time of the signing. At the time of the signing, so they already magit. On the Gershon, even though the Gershon did
so
not.
So the Bimagid, which get she got to?
That's right.
But if it's just a debir.
The Agode took place mitirashtar, like from a computer. Computer knows everything. He knows nothing and he knows everything, the computer. The same thing is true of Ishtar. According to Reb Chaim Slomdes, Ishtar is a computer. He knows nothing and he knows everything.
And if it's a debir, what does that mean? That only. There's only a circumstantial raya.
It's a raya of Vedas. But the bio takes place at the time of the Messiah. At the time of the Messiah, so the Eider Sime, so then they don't know. It's not an ansade, we don't know. At the time of the Messiah, we don't. The Biro depends upon our knowledge. The Agode doesn't depend upon our knowledge. The Agode depends upon the computer knowledge of the Yersim at the time of the signing. It's a knowledge without awareness of the knowledge. It's an unconscious knowledge. It's a computer knowledge, an unconscious knowledge. All right, now, I think that was one of the shiurim of Reb Chaim Balozhin. I think so. I wouldn't take a shiurim.
Balozhin?
Of Reb Chaim.